Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Paul Evans tells the story of a farmer who established certain guidelines for a teenage son, one of which was that the boy had to be home by a certain hour. The lad had a hard time getting home by the deadline, though, and finally the father said, "Son, if you aren't home by 12 midnight, I'll lock the door and you can't sleep at home." Sure enough, on Saturday night, the hours began to fly by quickly as the boy was having fun with his friends. At 12 midnight, the father arose, looked down the road for his son. Then, with a sigh, he finally turned the lock on the front door and went to bed. He was still awake when he heard the son come home and try the door. The son had never seen it locked before. He rattled it, but the door wouldn't open. Finally, the boy went around to the barn and crawled up into the hayloft. But the dad couldn't sleep. He didn't like what he had done, but he felt like he had to deal with the issue. The boy, frustrated and perplexed, couldn't sleep either. He knew he was wrong, but he still didn't understand why the door to his home was locked. Suddenly, the lad heard the creak of the barn door. "Is it a prowler?" he wondered. Then he heard the footsteps of his dad coming up the stairs to the loft as he said, "I told you, son, that you couldn't sleep at home if you didn't come home on time, and I had to do it to keep my word. But there's nothing to keep me from sleeping here in the barn with you." In a very real sense, that's what caused Christ to come to planet Earth. We had ignored God's direction. Sin separated us from the Father, but God, through His Son, came to meet us at the point of our disobedience and to bring us back into fellowship with the Father. In his book, The Cross of Christ, John Stott says that there are four images or pictures represented by the cross, one of which he describes as reconciliation. The clearest picture of this is what happens in a home when a father and a son become bitter enemies because the son has rejected the father and everything he stands for. But eventually the two become reconciled because the father has made forgiveness possible. Paul gives us this picture in his letter to the Romans. He begins by saying, "God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Having established the basis of forgiveness, which is the cross of Christ, Paul says, "Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?" Reconciliation is not simply a theological concept. It describes how you can be brought into the family of God. Have you received the gift of life which enables you to find God's forgiveness and to be reconciled to the Father? You can right now. Wherever you are, you can pray, "Lord Jesus, I feel like the door of God's heaven has been locked for me, but you said you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I want you to forgive me and to bring me into fellowship with the Father. I want to go home." Then you will discover your life will take on a new dimension. God's plan includes forgiveness and reconciliation and cleansing. Friend, it's yours as you come back home to the Father through the Son. Faith unlocks the door. And on the other side, you will find a Father who will eventually reach out, embrace you, and say, "Son, welcome home."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.